High pressure will dominate a big part of the northern plains and upper Midwest as we go forward through the day today after some rain and thunderstorm activity occurred yesterday. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Our 3.5 inches of rain that fell near Alexandria, Minnesota yesterday and totals that reached upwards to more than 1.25 inches in parts of northeastern South Dakota may have been significant for our region, but they are quite dwarfed by the heavy rain that occurred in northern Florida from Hurricane Debbie yesterday, where totals reached up to 27 inches almost. And it looks like the forecast for Florida's heavy rains will be shifting into South Carolina, where there will be additional rainfall on top of amounts upwards to about 11 inches overnight, reaching into the range of 12 to maybe 16 inches. So we must count our blessings while we can. We will enjoy sunshine across the area today. The high pressure that's dominating the region will shift out of the region as we go forward through the evening and overnight. That will lead into some overnight showers and some thunderstorms coming up into the Missouri River Valley, and by dawn tomorrow we'll be creeping into the eastern parts of the Dakotas. As we go forward through the day tomorrow, the showers will continue to overtake a large part of the listening area, and we'll see them abate from the region as we go into Wednesday night. A cool air mass dropping in behind it will clear the skies out temporarily and drop the temperatures a little bit more notably, and then we'll turn around and bring in another chance for a few spotty showers during the weekend. The temperatures are today are expected to be a little bit warmer than they were yesterday. We'll look for the readings this afternoon with the sunshine getting up into the 70s and maybe a few temperature extremes up around or slightly over 80. We'll look for the temperatures tomorrow to come back down because of the rain that's going to occur and the cloud cover. We'll see 70s still dominating a big part of the region, a few upper 60s near the Canada border, and a few 80s in the Missouri River Valley of central parts of South Dakota. We'll look for the high temperatures, though, on Thursday in the 60s and lower 70s. And the temperatures Friday will be somewhat similar, but slightly warmer. And then we'll see more sunshine over the weekend that should bring those temperatures back into the 70s more solidly and perhaps a few lower 80s once again. Our nighttime low temperatures will slip back into the 50s and lower 60s tonight, but not as cool as today. But we will see more 40s and 50s occurring across the region on Thursday and Friday mornings, and then a slow warm-up will occur. The rain, by the way, that's going to occur across the region over these next couple of days, not likely to amount to a whole lot, but we will see some areas picking up on 3/4 of an inch, and there may be something locally greater. The northern part of the region will be wettest. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.